This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. A national marine sanctuary located about 100 miles off of the coast of Galveston is looking to expand its protection of coral reef habitats in the Gulf of Mexico. The Flower Garden Banks Marine Sanctuary is currently made up of three coral reef systems, deemed some of the healthiest during a time when many reefs around the world have been seriously damaged or are under threat. The sanctuary's expansion has been in the works for a while, and it's currently being discussed in a work group made up of Gulf Coast scientists and folks from the fishing and oil and gas industries. GP Schmall is the sanctuary's superintendent. He joins us now. GP, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
So what are the main features of this expansion that's being proposed?
Well, as you mentioned, many people don't realize that some of the healthiest coral reefs in the entire Western Atlantic and Caribbean region occur right off the coast of Texas. Mm. And as you mentioned, the Flower Garden Banks, which contain those reefs, have been protected as a National Marine Sanctuary since 1992. In recent years, there's been strong public support to consider expanding that protection to adjacent coral communities that occur around the Flower Garden Banks and in deeper waters that also merit conservation and protection.
So adding several more reefs, but what does that look like, I guess, in terms of numbers? Miles of more protected area in the ocean?
Yes, that's correct. The current sanctuary, which includes three separate banks, has a total area of about 56 square miles. Mm-hmm. The proposal that we have identified as our preferred proposal would add 15 additional banks for a total area of 383 square miles.
Wow, quite a bit more.
It's quite a bit in that context. But if you look at the entire area that we're looking at in the Gulf of Mexico, it's actually a very tiny proportion of the area that is out there for fishing and for development.
And I know that the details of exactly what that protection means are a little bit complicated. No drilling, but fishing is allowed, but kind of catch with a line fishing, not certain types of fishing. People are allowed to be in the area to dive and that sort of thing, but certainly aren't allowed to, break off a piece of coral or something like that.
That's correct. A National Marine Sanctuary is actually a multiple use protected area. So the primary focus of a marine sanctuary is conservation and protection of the biological communities that occur there. But other uses are allowed as long as the primary focus of protecting those communities are maintained. So in this case, fishing is allowed as mm-hmm. long as the fishing gear that is used does not harm the bottom. So hook and line fishing is allowed in the sanctuary. People can visit the sanctuary or are encouraged to visit the sanctuary. Scuba diving is certainly allowed, and the Flower Garden Banks is a prime scuba diving destination. This whole area is surrounded by one of the most highly developed oil and gas mm-hmm. Exploration areas in the world. And, you know, our studies and monitoring have shown that oil and gas development, when done in an environmentally sensitive way, can occur in very close proximity to these very sensitive marine communities. And so our regulations in the sanctuary actually even allow for certain types of oil and gas exploration inside the sanctuary, as long as it does not directly affect coral reefs and coral communities that occur there.
I wanted to ask you about some of the creatures that these coral reefs protect, and I understand that we're still learning about these reefs. Something new about manta rays?
Yes, we're learning new things all the time. One thing that has come out just recently is that the areas that that are in the Flower Garden Banks National Marine Sanctuary are areas where you see large marine animals quite often, and this includes sea turtles of various species, whale sharks and other shark species, and particularly manta rays. Manta rays are fairly common observations at the banks, and it has been recently discovered that areas specifically at the East and West Flower Garden Banks appear to be critical habitat for juvenile manta rays. It's one of the only places that has been documented where baby manta rays are seen quite often. So that indicates that where manta rays are giving birth must occur in closely to these areas, and that these very small manta rays use these areas extensively in the very early parts of their life history.
G.P. Schmall is the superintendent for the Flower Garden Banks National Marine Sanctuary in Galveston. G.P., thank you again.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate your interest.